Her madness was seductive because it was obvious. One always knew where one stood with her, right on the precipice of the great abyss. "Leap in," her eyes said to me, gleaming with the joy of some colossal cosmic joke. Through her demented visions I could escape the long, bleak stagnation of Orokin existence. All our senses had been glutted to numbness centuries ago, yet she was still, in her way, fresh, eternal, limitless in her hunger. She summoned me to her bath one evening. I strode across the mingling puddles of perfumed water and blood and stood dutifully to attention. "I'm bored, Rove. Let's kill all the other Orokin and take over."